You're watching Press TV's Top 5. We're coming to you live from our headquarters in Tehran. I'm Kenis Fatima. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, the Palestinian Authority says it holds the U.S. president responsible for the Israeli plans to build 300,000 new settler units in occupied East Jerusalem al-Quds. Now, in a statement, the foreign ministry described Israel's expansionist move as a colonial arrogance. It said Tel Aviv would not have gone ahead with the construction without President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Al-Quds as Israel's capital. The statement also urged the International Court of Justice and the International Criminal Court to challenge the Tel Aviv's latest settlement activities. According to Israeli media, the construction work has already begun in Jerusalem Al-Quds. Let's speak to Richard Becker. He's the author of Palestine, Israel, and the U.S. Empire, and he joins us via Skype from San Francisco. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Becker. Now, the Palestinian Authority, they're saying that they hold the U.S. president responsible for these new settler units. Do you agree with that assessment, too?
Well, I think that's absolutely true. I think that the plans had been made ahead of time for this massive settlement building in East Jerusalem, but that it was considered by the Israeli government to be a little bit too risky until Trump came out with his statement basically and falsely saying that he could determine what the capital of the state of Israel is, and it's Jerusalem, and moving the embassy there. But that clearly has emboldened the Israeli authorities to go forward with what is a plan to massively de-Arabize once and for all as much as East Jerusalem as possible.
Right. Now, this is not the first Israeli settlement to be constructed on occupied Palestinian land. Israel has been pursuing this policy, specifically of the Judaization of Jerusalem al-Quds, for many years now, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's no question about that. There's 600,000, reportedly 600,000 Israeli settlers now living in the illegally occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. And the settlements are one part of the plan. Another part of the plan is to cut out parts of the Jerusalem municipality and to make them into separate municipalities so that they can no longer vote in the Jerusalem elections, and to add on, this is called the Greater Jerusalem Bill, to add on three of the largest settlements with 140,000 settlers living in them to Jerusalem so that they would then become eligible to vote in the Jerusalem election. So in every respect, this plan that's going forward is both very diabolical and really aimed at changing the population balance once and for all.
Right, and before I let you go, Mr. Becker, we've already seen how the U.S. and Israel stand isolated when it comes to the U.S. declaration of Jerusalem al-Quds as the capital of Israel. However, other than just diplomatic overtures, do you think the international community has done enough to bring that pressure to really change the situation on the ground?
Well, unfortunately, no. The international community, however one construes that, has not done what should be done. I mean, the U.S. made threats, very thuggish threats, Nikki Haley, the U.N. ambassador, and Trump himself, to countries who were going to vote on declaring his declaration that Jerusalem was the capital of Israel null and void. Although still a very large majority of the world's countries voted for that proposition, that saying that it was null and void. But there really needs to be much more, and standing up to the U.S. and its bullying, its thuggishness, and to Israel, and really giving greater aid to the Palestinians. That's what's really needed.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Richard Becker, the author of Palestine, Israel, and the U.S. Empire, joining us via Skype from San Francisco. Mr. Becker, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.